Many people, I would think, listening to this, realize that a state DOT is sectioned off into districts, into regional offices. In Texas, we call them area offices. There's maintenance offices. And so these 12,000 people with 24,000 eyes are equally, for the most part, distributed throughout the state on unpaved road, on a very rural road, at rest areas.
So they're very well positioned to be watching for these signs. So what are those signs that they're being trained to watch for?
And that's where TxDOT and other DOTs had to get their hands around this issue, because what you're looking for sometimes depends on where you're working. And so if someone is working in a high population or a high density area on an arterial road or state highway that goes through the city, they may be working next to a hotel and notice quite a bit of in and out activity during the day, when you would expect activity at a hotel to start after 3 p.m. when the patrons come in and check in for the evening. And then who is coming in and out of the property? Are the ones coming in out of the property suspect, because you would think that looks like someone that should be in school right now? Or I've seen that person come into that hotel quite a bit, and every time that person comes in and out of the hotel, there's a different young person with them. So that's one sign. Another sign, if you're out in the rural area, someone might notice vehicles entering a certain property that those working on the road know that there's no retail business in that property. So why would cars on a routine basis throughout the day be going into that farm with no business reason to be going in there? Another thing could be noticing a van full of people going in and out of a property, where it could be a labor farming type of situation where those individuals don't have the opportunity to drive themselves or to be in control of their own lives. There could also be, if someone happens to be at a rest area or a rest stop at the right time, there could be a van or a car full of two or three people that jump out and then start knocking on the doors of the truckers. And that's kind of suspicious activity. So right off the top of my head, those are a few examples of what state DOTs have identified that their employees may notice while working on the road, and that they would include in a training module that their employees receive on a routine basis.